Our resident AGM is calling in any minute now. Doug, are you there?
I am.
Oh, God. How are you going, Doug?
I am mortifyingly mad, Matt. I am angrier than a balloon shop without helium. Now, look, when I agreed to take part in this little indulgence of yours and Helen's, I did it for the edification of your listeners, your subscribers, and your sponsors. And the last thing I expected was to be personally and privately humiliated.
Well, I cannot recall any time that I have done this to you. Please.
No, it's not you. It's me. It's my own voice, Matt. I have paid a high price for vanity, Matt and Helen, a high price. Now, the very simple and some might argue understandable desire I had to hear myself on the airwaves has alerted me, I'm sorry, but it's alerted me to the hideous realization that my voice during this segment is higher than a police sniffer dog at the entrance of the Mardi Gras party. And as you well know, and let's be honest, for around half the people at that Mardi Gras party, being sniffed by a canine cop was about the only entertainment they got.
You included, Doug?
No, I was not there, Helen, no. Look, I'm upset. I listened back to my own voice on this hideous program, I'm doing it now. I'm doing it now. I've never heard my voice go this high.
It's when you get incandescent with rage. So you've got to calm down. You've got to actually not get angry about everything so much.
And I don't know if you know this, but last week I lost my voice, which is why you didn't hear me on your program. And I can understand why I lost my voice now. It's horrendous. Anyway, look, I wanted to say how upset I am and that the whole future of this little endeavour of mine by coming on this program could actually be in jeopardy about the pitch of my own voice. But I may consider ringing you next week, but for now I'm going to hang up.
Is that a promise? So we've come to the end of another hour of absolute drudgery.
I was going to say another hour of grumpy power.
Grumpy power? You don't empower us.
Well, this
yeah,
is
no,
true.
Yeah, no. It's just, it doesn't suit us.
Let's face it, it's way past my bedtime. Tracy finished hours ago.
She did. Yeah, well, what are you going home to? You're going home to lesbian bed death anyway.
Thank you.
I'm going to go and watch that Samantha Fox Jeff Stryker video.
Oh, for the love of, if I see one more picture of that Jeff Stryker, I'm warning you, Mr. Gray.
He's a big boy, I tell you. He's a bit like a leprechaun with three legs. Funny looking bloke.
Tripod?
You know, but we, you know, like I said, back in those days, you kind of, he was a bit of a funny looking bloke, actually, but I used to think he was so hot. Anyway.
It's been a fulsome evening.
It has been a fulsome evening. So, thanks for joining us again for an hour of grumpiness and bitching. We are back next week. Do you want me to give you a heads up as to the music theme next week?
I think you should.
Yeah. I've been inspired by my Dead or Alive week, you know. I've been dancing around the living room. There's a high kicking around the living room. Pretending I'm a little bit like Jamie Lee Curtis in Perfect. But maybe? No. Okay, right. High energy.
Oh, talk about crush. Anyway.
Oh! Here we go. High energy.
High energy.
You may not know it.
But we will.
You will. So thank you. Good night. You've been listening to The Grumpy Gaze on Joy 94.9. Good night, Helen.
Good night.